First piece we'll look at is a little more pashut, a little more b'derech musar. And then we'll learn something that goes a little bit deeper. Also, b'derech avoda, very very practical, very avodadik pieces this week, and more of a shemesh. Okay, let's start with the second piece on the parsha. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha, u'mimoladtecha v'goyma. Okay, not the first piece, but the second piece. Where he says, b'medrash. Got it?
Bemedrash, the bottom of page Chaf Tes, the bottom of the right-hand column.
Bemedrash. State in Medrash. Shimi vas uri vati azneich. David HaMelech said in Kapitel Memhei, in chapter 45 of Tehillim, Shimi vas, listen, my daughter, uri, and see, vati azneich, and incline your ear. Sounds like listen and see and listen. V'shechi ameich uveis avich. Forget your people and your father's home. V'yisav hamelech v'gomer. And let the king, v'yisav, like taiva, let the king desire, the next word in the pasuk is, I believe, yofyech. Let the king desire your beauty. Listen in, pay close attention, forget your people, your father's home, and allow the king to enjoy your beauty. What is David HaMelech talking about? Well, the Medrash quotes this in the context of Avraham forgetting his home. Lech lecha me'artzecha. La'vin ha'medrash nakdim leva'er ha'dikduk sheba pasuk zeh. Says the Mor v'shemesh, I want to ask a very simple question. Lech lecha me'artzecha, miladtecha mi'beis avicha. What does the pasuk say? Hashem says to Avraham, go from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house. So says our Rebbe, Ki nichtav shelo keseder behifuch ha'inyan. It seems to be out of order. In the most practical way. First, a person leaves their house. You walk out your front door. If you travel a little bit farther, then you'll move away from your birthplace. Again, maybe you're not living in your birthplace, but assuming you're living in your birthplace, then you leave your hometown. And then eventually you leave Artzacha. Not only do you leave, you know, your particular town that you were born in, but you leave your whole country. So it goes from your house, to your community, to your country. And yet, says our Rebbe, says the Mor v'Shemesh, the Pasuk is written in the opposite. Ki mitchila kesha'adam rotza lisa mimakom avi v'imo miladato al eretz acheres. Because again, if a person is leaving his home, his homeland, he's going to a different place. Mitchila menatik raglav mebeso. First, he detaches his feet from his home. Walks out his front door, Haino me aviv imo. V'acher kach me moladto. Then he leaves his birthplace. He leaves his neighborhood. Haino mishpachto hasmucha melav. He leaves his family, he leaves his neighbors. He leaves his immediate area. V'acher kach kishunosea mehem derech artzo. Then he leaves his entire land. Haino medinaso, bala medina acheres. He moves from New York to Canada. He's in a different country now. So it should have been written the opposite way. Very simple question. It should have said, "Mibeis avicha, umi moladtecha, umi artzecha." And it doesn't. It says the opposite. It says, "Lech lecha me'artzecha, umi moladtecha, umi beis avicha." That's question one. Question two, and this is part of touches on what we learned yesterday. We don't have an introduction to Avram Avinu. Kind of just jumps in. God spoke to Avram, but Yomer Hashem al Avram. There's no Hashem first appearing to Avram. There's no introduction to Avram. Gam kushyas ha'orachaim. The Orachaim HaKadosh says, Shenemar vayomer Hashem al Avram. Hashem spoke to Avram. V'lo ne'amar kodem amiraso vayera Hashem al Avram. That God appeared to Avram. All of a sudden, Hashem's talking. So, what is that? It should be a vayera v'acher kach vayomer. And then Hashem says, Hashem didn't appear. It's almost as if Hashem is speaking and Avram doesn't even know where that voice is coming from. He's looking around. There's no God appears to Avram and then he speaks. It's just Hashem speaking without a giloy, without a revelation. What does that mean? So, Chaver, this takes us back in a very pashut way. The answer is pretty simple, but it's very fundamental in terms of practical living. It takes us back to what some of us learned together on Sunday. And that is, a person is influenced by their environment. He quotes the Rambam.
Lavin ha'inyan.
Nira li kimavur b'Rambam Hilchos Deos. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, the laws of how to live, character development. The Rambam writes, Sheteva b'nei adam mamshichem acher b'nei medinaso. It's the nature of people to be drawn after b'nei medinaso, the people you live among. It has a hashpana person. By a show of hands, how many people here are aware of the fact that yesterday was Halloween? Raise your hand if you know that yesterday was Halloween. Raise your hand. Okay, so that's called a hashpa. Why? You go to B'nai Brak and ask how many, you say to a group of Bachram learning in B'nai Brak, how many of you know that yesterday was Halloween? They'll say, not only will they say yesterday's Halloween, they'll say, what is Halloween? That's called a hashpa. There's something that's totally irrelevant to us. That's gotten into our heads. It's gotten into our eyes. It's gotten into our minds. So a person is drawn after his environment. You're influenced by your environment. It doesn't mean that you celebrate Halloween. It just means that you heard about it. Unfortunately, right? And I say unfortunately not because it's the worst thing the Goyim ever created, but I'm saying it's unfortunate because, like, what do I need? Again, a person has a limited amount of mental and emotional capacity. People don't realize that. I always say, Charlie Harari's book. He talks a lot about that. What's it called? Unlocking something. There's a limited amount of bandwidth that a person has. So if you're going to, again, the more I fill it with other things, the less room there is for Torah. That's the Rambam's ultimate recipe for success when it comes to what? When it comes to conquering Taivas Arayos and Shmiras Einayim. The Rambam says, at the end of Hilchos Isurei Bia, that a mind that's filled with Torah is not going to be filled with all sorts of other narishkeit. So if you fill yourself up with good stuff, if you eat a healthy meal, so you're not going to be pounding, bags of chips and chocolate bars. But if you don't fill up with nutrients, so then you end up eating junk food. Yeah. Right. 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 That's right. And that was a person who clearly demonstrated that the human mind has a lot of storage space if used properly. And there's similar stories of Chaim Kanievsky, yes, Ravad Yosef. Sometimes the stories are very jarring to us, they're almost hurtful to us. You know, like he didn't remember his grandson's name because he was so. But it was a person, again, whose responsibility to uphold the world through his Torah was so real to him that it was Torah or nothing. Yeah. So a person is influenced by his surroundings. That's just the reality. Bein letov, bein lara, right? For good and for bad. U'mikol shekein acher b'nei mishpachto. So if that's true, if you're influenced by what? By the world around you, being in Washington Heights, even if you're not makusher necessarily to all of our neighbors, that has hashpah on a person. All the more so the people who are in your family, your roommates, so to speak, the guys in your shir, the people you associate with. All the more so the people who you're around more regularly and have a deeper association with, of course there's going to be an influence. U'mikol shekein, nishma shemoshech, it's self-evident that a person is drawn, shemoshech tivo yoser v'yoser achar teva avi v'imo, shenizgado al birkam. And the parents who raised you, the home that you grew up in, again, the parents who created you, of course you have so much of them inside of you, right? Automatically. And you recognize it as life goes on. You know, when you're a kid, or a teenager, you try to think about how different you are from your mother or your father. That's like part of the healthy adolescence, trying to distinguish yourself as a yachid. As you get older, you start to realize, oh my gosh, I do this like my dad, I do this like my mom. I never realized how much my brother and I are similar in this way. Like, there's certain things, oh my gosh, now I'm turning into my grandmother who had this shtick, you see it as life goes on. And he says, Bein letov, bein lara, hein lahetiv ma'esav o lahara, for good and for bad. Uvehayos aviv imo ubnei mishpachto ubnei medinaso heima rishayim. So what happens when you're an Avram Avinu and your father's a Terach and you're living amongst idolaters, and you're living in a society that's corrupt. Va'adam ha'yarei Hashem yotze lifrosh, rotze, sorry, lifrosh v'maseyam. What happens when a person looks at his environment and says, you know what, this is not good for me. I want to live with greater Yirat Shamayim. I want to put myself in a place where I can grow and not, God forbid, go the opposite direction. So practically, it's easier to detach from the least significant influences in my life. It's harder to detach myself from the more present influences in my life. So therefore, very practically, it's a very simple answer what he says here. First, obviously, if I want to detach myself from the hashba of my life, I'll first detach from my country. If I think America is dragging me down, so I move to Eretz Yisrael. I'll live among more Jews. Okay, that's Aleph. Right? And that's easier to do, than to say that I'm going to disassociate with my family. In the case of Avram Avinu, never talk to my cousins again. I'm not going to talk to my family again. And to redefine myself, to somehow recreate myself as independent from my father and from my mother, that's very hard to do. And Avram was being challenged to do all of those things. So practically, Hashem actually gave him a very reasonable blueprint. Lech lecha first me'artzecha. First detach yourself from your country that you're least connected to. Then, mimo la'artzecha, detach yourself from your extended family, so to speak. And then, mi'beis avicha. And the truth is, Avraham underwent a very interesting process. We mentioned yesterday in the Ramban, it's not explicit in the Torah, but in the Midrashim, we have two different traditions, they may both be true, that Avram was thrown into a jail cell, into a boor, right? The Medrash said they threw him into a pit, they locked him in a pit, in a jail cell. They put him in a jail cell for different opinions for many years, for more than a decade. Right? Or we have the famous story that they threw Avram into the Kivshan Ha'esh, into the fiery furnace. So I believe it was Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, one of the Talmidei HaGra from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon, who said, we know that, how do you kasher a kli? Let's say I have a metal spoon, a fleshik spoon, I use it in milchiks. I put it in a milchik pot. So how do you kasher it? Well, you can kasher something in fire. Right? There's also an idea, kind of how exactly it works in halacha. Maybe you've heard this idea before. You could put an object into hard earth. You've heard such an idea. You could stick a knife into the ground or something like that, and that kashers it. Right? Yeah, so there's different ways to kasher something. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver said the reason that Avram was stuck in the ground, was thrown into that jail cell in the ground, that bore, that pit in the ground, or the reason that Avram Avinu was thrown into the fire was to allow Avram to undergo a kashering so that he could start over as independent from his origins.
Why were you using metal specifically?
That's an interesting question. That's a good question. Why dafka these techniques of kashin? Hot water also could, right? But the point is, when the Medrash says on the pasuk in Iyov, mi yitain tahor mitame, who could cause tahor to come from tame? Lo echad, only the one above. Only Hashem could allow such a tzaddik like an Avram to come from a house of a terach, right? To come from an or costume, from a charan. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could recreate a person. But again, to Avram's credit, he was willing to undergo those changes. But Hashem is also giving us a reasonable blueprint, and that's why it's a very important piece of Torah, according to the Morvah Shemesh. You don't start by turning your back on your parents. There's a lot of influences in our life. Right? And some of us may want to live a more religious lifestyle, or a more Torahic lifestyle than our parents, or our community, right? Or our country. But you got to go slow, you got to go step by step. Hashem says, Avram, first remove kind of those things that are really not even a part of your life, just your Medina, right? The outside influence of your country. And then try to make it even more local, to try to detach yourself from some of the local influences that were not positive in his life. And then lastly, mibeis avicha. Last on the list is to detach himself from, again, his actual parents. And again, he was, in a certain sense, recreated in order to redefine himself. Right? He's a tahor that comes from a place of tamei. But once you begin the process and you start to work on detaching yourself, again, from the negative influences, when you detach from B'nai Midinaso, azay nakel lo oz, lefroish m'maisei b'nei mishpachto. When you start to train yourself to be a person who's sensitive to the influences in one's life, so then it becomes doable. At first, you're like, what do you mean? I'm gonna live differently than my parents? How am I going to do that? How is that realistic? How am I going to be able to figure that out? But the answer is, start with the things that are most external to your life. One of my good friends in Talmidim, who I was zocha to be in, on a trip to Kivrei Tzadikim with, always reminds me, he says, Moshe Tzvi, when you said, I had the schos to speak in the Baal Shem Tov's shul, in the Baal Shem Tov's little shtibel over there, in Mezhbush, Shal Shiristan. I could say, once in my life, to give a Shal Shiristan drush in the Baal Shem Tov's, place. So one of the things I said at the time, I don't remember most of what I said, but this guy always reminds me, he says, you spoke about how we should take something that's not authentically Jewish in our life, and we should bury it in Ukraine. Leave it behind. Take a part of yourself, whatever, some negative influence, something that you don't really need, something that's holding you back in your Avodas Hashem, and just, a lot of open fields in Ukraine, so to speak, metaphorically, bury it in Ukraine. Leave it behind. So first, Hashem says to Avram, first let's talk about, the things that you've absorbed from your Medina. Can you detach from that? Now you might say, even that's too hard. What do you mean? I'm going to stop watching football on Sunday. Too much, you're asking too much. Even that's too much. That's Medina. That's Hashpa's Medina. So, but when you do that, when you see that I can actually give that up and I'm still okay, life's still okay, so then you realize, then I'm able to even be poreish from certain behaviors that are a little closer to home, that also are not best for me. And then even though you were created by biological parents, and that has a certain hashpa. I'm not even talking about spiritually. I'm just talking about practically. All the more so, the way that one was raised, the influence, and the norms that one has grown up with, which becomes so much a part of our psyche. Hagam shehim mushurashim etzlo. Even though it's so deeply ingrained in a person. Acharei ki kvar ola b'madrega achar madrega. But if you go step by step, you'll see they're able to really define yourself the way that Hashem wants you to define yourself. However, this piece is not about us rejecting our parents, Baruch Hashem. I don't think anyone here has parents like Terach. I don't think anyone here is growing up in a completely idolatrous society. But part of being a Ben Torah is that, you're Zocha. I imagine many of you have been Zocha in your lifetime to greater opportunity in Torah than our parents did. That's just the Metzias. That's just the Metzias. I imagine many of your parents didn't get to go to Israel for the year, for those of us who were zocha to that. I imagine many of your parents didn't go to Yeshiva University for college. Right? I imagine many of your parents weren't learning Gemara Bi'iyan and Chassidus when they were your age, right? With regularity, the way that you have the opportunity to do so. So Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, we're very lucky. We're very blessed. Right? But that might lead you to want to live a little differently. Your home might look a little different than the home you grew up in, and that's okay. And a person who goes step by step will realize I can make certain choices even though it seems tough, because sometimes it means living a little bit differently and giving up certain things that I've grown used to, things that are just a part of my life. Through osmosis, it's kind of just been absorbed into my life. But that's what Hashem's saying to Avraham. Haderech hazeh li meir Hashem yisbarach es Avraham ohavo. Hashem taught this derech to his beloved Avraham. If you want to be able to, so to speak, go all the way in your avodas Hashem, you got to go step by step. Got to be practical. First things first. Give up some of the hashpa of Artzacha. What's a lomar? Withdraw yourself from the actions of your medina. Step by step, you can apply this to anything that you're working on. If you say, I have a certain area that I'm really struggling in an extreme way, and I want to get to the opposite extreme, you're not going to do it in one leap. Figure out a game plan. I was speaking to one of the rabbis in this yeshiva recently, who I can assure you uses his cell phone in a more thoughtful way than most of us. But he has a smartphone, and he said, this is what he said to me. He said, I have a one-year plan of how I'm going to stop using a smartphone. Because I find that I end up wasting too much time, and it's too distracting, and it's not helping me. He said he has a one-year plan of how he's going to scale it back in different ways, with the intention that in 12 months from now, he'll be able to have made certain decisions which will have led him to be able to live that way. And he's doing it because he wants to live more thoughtfully. He's too connected to too many things. I don't want to be connected to all these things. So that's a plan. That's called a plan. Madrega achar madrega. Right? He could just throw it away in one day and then, you know, try to switch over. Sometimes that works. Sometimes an extreme measure works like that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, let's make a plan. First things first. Artzacha, second. Moladcha, third. Beis Avicha. Ulefi zeh shapir masbicha medrash pasuk zeh pasuk. Shimi bas urei. So let's go back to the pasuk that we started with, the pasuk in the Medrash, the pasuk of David HaMelech. Listen, my daughter, and see. Abandon your people, abandon your father's home. David HaMelech is saying also, Ratzalomar. Shimi vas. What's the difference between listening and seeing? Hearing and seeing. Ki betchila kol od shelo nizdachet karaoi. At first, when a person has not yet refined himself significantly or sufficiently, it says what? Shim'i. Shim'i means I can hear it, but I can't yet see it. Shim'i. She'eno b'hizgalus. Rak shmi'a merachok. It's like hearing something from a distance. Right? I hear some music playing, but I don't know where it's coming from. I hear it, but I can't see. It's coming from that car, it's coming from that store, it's coming from... Where's it coming from? V'acher kach, after shim'i, what comes next? Then you're able to what? To see it that much better. Then you're able to what? It's more revealed to you. It's more evident. It's able to be seen. So the pasuk then is explaining, and how does one do that? How does one grow from the level of shmia, the level of Re'iyah, from just hearing God's voice in the world to being able to feel like I can really see Hashem in my life, where Hashem becomes more present and tangible in my life. How do you do that? Says David HaMelech, Al kein ne'amar mikodem, v'shichi amech. First, forget your people. Again, like Avram was told, start from the outside. Haynu lefroish memaisi b'nei medina. So, first, disconnect from the people of your medina. Va'achar kach, says David HaMelech, ubei savich. And then David HaMelech says, and then detach yourself, right, from bei savich, from your father's home. Lefroish memaisi aviv imo. And then, says the pasuk in Tehillim, like I told you, va'yisav HaMelech yafyech. And then the king will desire your beauty. Then you'll be so deeply connected to Hashem. Haynu achar kach tucha ledabich et atzmecha be'ein sof baruch hu v'chshmo. Then you'll be fully connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, however, I don't want to miss the point. We didn't answer one of the questions, but we did. What was the question? Why does Hashem speak to Avraham? Why doesn't Hashem first appear to Avraham? Why is Parsha's Lech Lecha begin with Hashem spoke to Avraham? And only in next week's Parsha, Vayera, Hashem appears. But that's what David HaMelech is saying. First you hear Hashem, and then if you keep working, you'll be zochet to see Hashem. Okay? I'll tell you a gevaldik remes. What's the gematria of Lech Lecha? 100. What's the gematria of Vayera, next week's Parsha? Vav Yud Resh Aleph. 217. So Lech Lecha plus Vayera is how much? 317. Okay, these two parshios are the parshios of Avraham Avinu. Yes, we sort of heard about Avraham and Noach. Yes, we still a tiny bit have an Avraham, right? After, but the real parshios that define Avraham, the nisyonos of Avraham, the life of Avraham, is lived in these two parshios, in Lech Lecha and Vayera. Lech Lecha, we're introduced to Hashem talking to Avraham, and Vayera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is already appearing to Avraham after he gets his bris milah. He's on a totally different level. He's totally connected to Hashem in a different way. So Tzadikim explained, Lech Lecha plus Vayera is Gematria 317. What's the Gematria of Avraham? 248. What's the Gematria of Avinu? Maisa Avo Simla Banam. He's not just Avraham. These are Dafka the Parshios where we're learning what he means to us. Avinu is 69. So what's 248 plus 69? 317. So So Lech Lecha plus Vayera is Gematria Avram Avinu. Because these are the parshas of Avram Avinu. These are the parshas of Avram Avinu. But you see that even with a tzaddik like an Avram Avinu, right, we were bothered by the fact that you didn't give us Avram's backstory. We want to hear how he grew up and we want to hear how he came. But these psukim are telling us, the beginning of Lashla, it's telling us, no, Avram also grew slowly. Madrega, acher madrega. Step by step. Step by step. You can't become a tzaddik overnight. First you have to hear Hashem from a distance. Try to hear the voice of Hashem in your life. And then a mirtz Hashem, you'll zoche afterwards to be able to see Hashem. Start with what's easiest, so to speak. Me'artzacha. What are the influences from my arts, from my medina? What are the influences from my more immediate chevra? What are the influences from my family that are not positive for me? And how can I choose to perhaps live a little more thoughtfully, a little differently? Okay? It's a beautiful piece. Okay. Let's turn to Vayomer Hashem El Avram. We'll skip, I guess, the next continuation, B'medrash Rabbah. You see the Va'od Vayomer Hashem El Avram, and then after that, Vayomer Hashem El Avram. Vayomer Hashem El Avram. The piece begins with Kfar Amdu B'zeh. You see it? Where is it? Lamed Aleph on the bottom. Vayomer Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha. Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. Okay? Beautiful piece. Listen to this. V'kvar amdu bazeh kol mafarshim ma zeh halashon lech lecha. Ma zeh halashon lech lecha. What does it mean, lech lecha? How does Rashi translate lech lecha? Right, lech lecha. Go lahanascha uletovascha. Go for your benefit and for your goodness. Right, so Rashi says go for yourself. But literally, lech lecha sounds like go to yourself. So a lot of tzaddikim talk about this. Lubavitch Rebbe spoke about this. Lots of tzaddikim spoke about this Indian of going to yourself. What does it mean to go to oneself? To go into oneself. So look what he writes here. I like it. It's just very beautiful the way he describes it. And again, we've seen it's a theme in Mor v'Shemesh. V'nir al-Farish. When we think about the life of Avram Avinu and his search for Hashem, so he was choker v'doresh limtso eloka shi'avod aso. He was searching and he was investigating, drisha v'chakira, searching, investigating, to try to find Hashem to be able to serve him. He's looking, right? He sees a bira dolekes, which either means a palace on fire or a castle with a light on in the window. He sees there's a light, there's an inner light to the world, there's an energy beneath the surface of the world. He senses there's a pnimius, there's a source for all of this, there's a shoresh. And he wants to find it until the Medrash says the Baal Habira, the master of the palace, the owner of the house, pokes his head on and says, "Hi, I'm the Baal Habira. I'm the one who built this castle. I'm the one who lives here. I'm the owner of all of this." So Avram was searching until Hashem revealed himself to Avram. But he was always searching and searching. Uvetchila, and at the beginning, how did he search? Where was the search? Chiker v'darash bitstagninuso esachama v'esalavana v'esakochavim v'omer al tachlisam. He searched and he investigated. It's tagninus. He looked at his horoscope. He studied the stars. He studied the Chama, the sun, the Levana, the moon, the Kochavim, the stars. And he understood what it was that they were saying about the world and about him. And then Shuv, he investigated further. And then he went above the stars. He tried to understand it from an angelic perspective. And he came to recognize, you know what, there's something deeper than the natural world, what the stars reveal. Right? There are angels who God has assigned to what? To take responsibility to somehow govern or lead parts of the universe. L'chol sar v'sar hamamuna al kol davar ad tachlisam. And he recognized, like the Gemara says, there's not a blade of grass that grows in this world without a malach striking it and telling it to grow. He understood that Hashem has appointed officials. So he went deeper. He went from understanding the scientific world to understanding how to read the stars and the moon, the sky. Then he went beyond that to the angels, the officers that are appointed by Hashem to govern the world. But he said, this is not it. There's something more. He kept searching. Ad sheigia le'eretz Yisrael. Until Avram came to Eretz Yisrael. Chevra, it's hard to describe it, but we all know it from our experience. If you've been zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael, which I think everyone here has, there's something different about Eretz Yisrael. You're connected in a different way. It's what the Gemara in Ksubis says. Daf Yomi just made a siyum on Ksubis. The Gemara says that a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael has a God. A person who lives in Chutz La'aretz is Kamisha Ein Lo Elokah, like a person who has no God. Living in Chutz La'aretz is we're living in a godless part of the world right now. Eretz Yisrael, you feel Mahashva of Hashem. So Avram is searching, and he found a lot. He found a lot in Charan, he found a lot even in Or Kasim, in a fiery furnace. He found a lot on the road, but finally he comes to Eretz Yisrael. And there he's investigating and he's searching. V'hisig sheyesh manig she'ief sher lasigo. And Eretz Yisrael, he said, here I realize that there's a manhig, there's a director, there's someone who's directing and leading the Bria in a way that I can't fully grasp. She'be'emes be'eretz Yisrael shom hashkachas Hashem Yisbarach ba'atzmo. Because in Eretz Yisrael, he sensed that who's the Baal HaBas here? Hashem himself. Well, you're not going to be able to fully grasp God. So in Eretz Yisrael, Avram sensed something deeper. But in Eretz Yisrael, he also understood that what? I'm never going to be able to fully grasp it. You hear? The search ended on a certain level because he found what he was looking for. He found Hashem. But also the search, in a certain sense, just began more than ever before because now he realized that there's an infinite amount to try to understand. I can never get to the end of it. The punchline is Hashem, who's infinite. So what does that mean? Kedichsev, Eini Hashem Elokech Habar, Eretz Yisrael is the place where the eyes of Hashem are upon it. Ve'heven shezeh ha-manig hu'lamala mikulam. That this manig, this leader, this director, this one who's responsible for everything, is above anything that I previously understood. V'chihu levado hu ha-elokei ha-amiti asher lo ya'asa ha-avdus. That he is the one and only true source who is deserving of my service, va'avad Hashem b'cholibo. And therefore Avram served Hashem with all of his heart. What do we say in Shema? We say you should love Hashem, right, with all your heart and all your soul and all of your resources. Yeah. You should love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul and all your resources. And then what do we say? V'hayu ha-devarim asher anochi tzavcha yom. Where should they be? We're back to the heart again. So it goes from serve Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your resources, and place these words upon your heart. So we're back to heart. So the Vilna Gaon said that follows the pattern that we find in the Gemara in Pesachim, and our Shmona Esrei is modeled after. Because if you remember, Rashi says at the very beginning of our Parsha, I'll make you a great nation. Va'avarechacha va'agadla shemecha. So the Gemara says, Ve'escha l'goy gadol elokei Avraham. Va'avarechacha, I'll make you rich. That's what we say, elokei Yitzchak. Va'agadla shemecha, I'll make your name great. That's elokei Yaakov. How do we conclude the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem. Magain Avraham. We don't say Magain Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We conclude with Avraham. So says the Pasuk, V'hayei bracha, but you'll be the bracha. We're going to say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, three brachos, Eschol L'goy Gadol, Elokei Avram, V'avarechacha, Elokei Yitzchak, V'agadla Shemecha, says Rashi, against Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, Elokei Yaakov, V'hayei bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, again Avraham, says the Vilna Gaon, we do the same thing in Shema. B'chol Levavcha, with all your soul, B'chol Melodecha, with all your resources, back to your lev, back to Avram. So Avram is the lev. The point I'm trying to make is that Avram is the heart. And therefore, says our Rebbe, when he found the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he was Oved Hashem b'chol libo. B'chol libo. Avram is the one who knows how to serve Hashem with all of his heart. Avram is always, again, if Avram is the midah of chesed, as opposed to Yitzchak, which is gvura, gvura is turned inward. Gvura is tzimtzum. Gvura is contracting. Avram is chesed. Avram is expanding. In other words, Avram is always searching. I want more. I found Hashem within the natural world. I found Hashem within astronomy, astrology. I found Hashem within the angels. Until finally I came to Eretz Yisrael, which what? Which is the place where Hashem himself is manhig. And I realized that what? That it's infinite. What is Eretz Yisrael called by David HaMelech in Tehillim? It's called Eretz HaTzvi. Why is it called Eretz HaTzvi? Because the skin of Eretz Yisrael, right? Like the skin of a deer, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael knows how to stretch. There's always more room. There's always more room. It's always expanding. Marsha writes in Maseches Megillah, based on a Medrash. If you've learned at the beginning of Maseches Megillah, you know that Eretz Yisrael is how many parsa by how many parsa? 400 by 400 parsa. So the Marsha over there in Megillah quotes a Medrash that Lasid Lavo, Eretz Yisrael is going to expand over the whole world. The whole world is going to be called Eretz Yisrael. All right? Maybe that's part of the way that, you know, Machda Eretz Yisrael, right? Because with an eye towards the future, we realize this will one day be Eretz Yisrael. This will become Eretz Yisrael. To make Eretz Yisrael here. But the Marsha says, Lasid Lavo, Yerushalayim alone is going to be 400 parsa by 400 parsa, whatever that means. Yerushalayim, because Mikdash is going to expand itself. And Eretz Yisrael is going to expand over the whole world, whatever that means. But it's very stretchy. That's the midah of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, who's told, go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because you are like Eretz Yisrael, Avram. You're always expanding. Avram wants more guests. There's always room for another person at Avram's table. There's always room for going deeper into Avodas Hashem. That's the world of Avram Avinu. He was searching and searching, and he was always thirsting for more. Right? With more heart. With more heart. With more heart. Yeah.
I understand the relation between Avram and...
Can I just say one more thing? Why is Avram Lev? I'm sorry. Why is Avram Lev? How does that, right? B'chol Levavcha. Why is that Lev? What's the last letter of the Torah? A Lamed. What's the first letter of the Torah?
Yes.
A Beis. What do you do when you finish the Torah? If you're an Avram Avinu type, do it again. Go deeper. We went from Lamed, let's go back to Beis and start again. Let's learn the whole Torah again. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's keep expanding it. That's Avram's worldview, chesed, expansion. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to ask if you could elaborate more on why the Rebbe uses specifically that he
said the Gemara with all the Torah. So that's it. That's what it is. We're saying, right? It's also because there's a Medrash in Shira Shiram that says, on the pasuk, what's the pasuk? Ani yeshena v'libi er. Right. Now the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, ani yeshena, I am asleep, v'libi er, but my heart is awake. So the Medrash says that Hashem is a liban shel Yisrael. I love that Medrash. Hashem is the heart of the Jewish people. My heart is one with Hashem. My heart sort of represents that spot where my chilek el kami mal resides. Even though it fills the whole body, my neshama fills the whole body, but if I had to point, if I asked you to point to your neshama, most people would point to their heart. So, just like Hashem is infinite, so heart represents infinite capacity. So Avram, who's again this expansive personality, again, Yitzhak's more complicated, because what does it mean to be a Yitzhak? Right? What does it mean to be a growing Jew and to be a Yitzhak? Yitzhak is contracting within, doubling down, right, and getting stronger in that way. As if a person, you know, you took a piece of paper and you fold it in half, right, and then you fold it again, and you fold it again. Right? So each time you fold it, it gets firmer, it gets thicker, it's harder to, you can't rip it anymore. So Yitzhak is this world of gvura, of gaining strength by doubling down on itself. But Avram's the opposite. Avram's out and he's been makar of the whole world.
Yeah,
that's a nefesh asu b'chara.
Right, and then grew like the pipe that like captures it and then brings it. So I guess
funnels
Avram
it in.
Was like the
Avram. Yeah, that's it. That's the midah of chesed. It's mayim versus esh. Right, if you spill water, water spreads out. Right, esh takes something and pulls it in. It can turns it into esh. And esh also spreads. Right, but if I put something into fire, it becomes one with the fire. It becomes transformed into fire. That's Avram, yeah.
What is the
Yisrael? Shem and Zay is Zach.
So
to refine, to purify. Zach.
And then also, where was the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim?
I don't know where it is. You can look it up. Ani Yeshena V'li Bi'er. I don't remember where it is in Shir Hashirim.
Somewhere in the first 8
book. Good call.
Is it the first 8
book? There's only 8
book. Yeah.
Perek Vav, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. You want to say something? Okay. So therefore, says the Rebbe, so let's finish the piece, says the Rebbe, Amnam, Hayasavur Shekvar Hisig Kol Asher Efshar Lahasig. But at a certain point, when you kind of get to where you're trying to get to, in other words, Avram finally found what he was looking for. He found Hashem. So you'd think, okay, now he's done. But the paradox and the irony of it is that when you discover Hashem, you realize I haven't even begun. On the one hand, you found the main thing. You found, right? You didn't get stuck in some superficial thing. You found the real thing, which is Hashem. But the flip side is, the other side of the equation is that once you find Hashem, now you've realized, hold on, now I'm chasing infinity. I'm chasing forever. Right? So on the one hand, he thought, maybe I've achieved what I'm meant to achieve. V'yosur mizeh ein lahasik. There's nothing more to grasp. Shekvar higia letachlis avoda. This is it. I've arrived. V'she'enu tzorach lishtadu lalos madrega yoser. Machmas she'en lahasik yoser. Because, again, once you're measuring up against Hashem, if you're measuring you versus someone else, so there's room to compare. In other words, lahavdil, a simple mushroom. You're a basketball player. Right? So you're trying, you see a guy who's not as good as you and a guy who's a little better than you. And you work really hard and you surpass the guy who's a little bit better than you. Okay. So now you've risen to a new level, right? And now you're going to strive to catch up to the next guy, right? But let's say there was someone, right, in the league who is always going to be better than you. So at a certain point, so what difference does it make if I'm always going to be in second place? So what difference does it make if I'm in second place by a little bit or second place by a lot? So Avram, once you figure it out, the best I can be is second place. Hashem is number one. So what difference does it make if I'm a little closer to number one or a little further? Either way, I get the silver medal. Either way, I finish in second place. So what more is there to, as long as I stay ahead of the pack, and I'm never going to catch up to the infinite one, so then I'm good. Uve'emes haya adayin bepesach hashar, asher tzadikim amitim avakshim tamin me'es Hashem yizbarach, pishuli sharei tzedek. But in truth, Avram Avinu was really just at the Pesach, was just at the gate. How do we meet Avraham in next week's Parsha? It's almost very ironic. At the end of our Parsha, Avram gets a bris milah. He goes from being Avram to being Avraham. We said Avraham is Gematria 248 yesterday. The 248 mitzvah saseh, that's everything that we're supposed to do. He's tamim, he's complete, he's perfect. And then where does Hashem appear to Avram at the very beginning of next week's Parsha? Where is he? He's at a Pesach. He's at the Pesach Ha'o, he's at the entrance of the tent. Ki'ilu, he hasn't even begun yet. Well, what do you mean? Am I tamim? Am I perfect? Am I complete? Or am I just getting started? So, chaver, that's the paradox and the beauty of spiritual growth. Right? Every bit that you do, you're there, and every bit invites you to do more. Tzadikim say, Pishu li sharei tzedek. He says, look in the Sefer of the Noam Elimelech al Pasuk Zeh. The Rebbe Ramelech, his Rebbe. The Noam Elimelech, of Elimelech of Zhansk, has a famous vart. Pishu li sharei tzedek. Please, Hashem, Pishu li, open up for me the gates of righteousness. Pishu li, open up the gates. Zehashar la Hashem tzadikim yavovo. The way of a true tzadik is to say, I'm just at the Pesach. I haven't even walked through the door yet. How many levels of bina are there, according to the Gemara? How many levels of understanding are there? 50 gates of wisdom, 50 gates of understanding. What does it say about Moshe Rabbeinu? He understood all of them, minus one. Right? Chamishim chaser achas. 50 minus 1. The Chiddush Arim, the Ger Rebbe said, you know what level 50 is? Moshe Rabbeinu got to level 50, but you know what level 50 is? Level 50 is called minus 1. Level 50 means I'm not even, I haven't even started yet. The highest level is the realization that I haven't even begun yet. There's so much more to do. Yeah, I know about Shtaros, Rish Lakish, Gitin Daf Gimel, Ksubis Yerches, Ksubis Chafches. Yeah, I know. I understand the Beit Kiyam Shtaros is there a banan. I got it. But the more we start to understand how a shtar works, the more we realize, holy cow, I don't know the first thing about how shtars work. And I want to know more. I want to understand more. Right? And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of the endless ocean of Torah. It's not depressing. People sometimes become very depressed because they feel like, again, you could choose today to decide to immerse yourself in the sugya of Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin or not. And that decision is going to be based in part on the fact that, well, there's so much to learn, I'm never going to know it all anyways, and I'm not going to be Rav Shechter, so I might as well, like, what's one more sugya or one less sugya? That's a really bad attitude. And very anti a growth mindset in Avodas Hashem. My goal is to say, no, I want to know one more Rashi, I want to know one more Tosfos, I want to know one more line of Gemara, I want to know one more concept in Shas. Will I ever finish it? No, but that's okay. That's not depressing, that's inspiring. That gives me something purposeful to do forever, in this world and in the world to come. Umiderech ha-tzadikim ha-amitiyim, writes our Rebbe, the way of a true tzaddik is lefashvesh tamid b'maaseyim b'hachna yaseira, to keep searching every day with greater humility, b'chol yom v'yom, yoser v'yoser, more and more each day. V'al yedei zehim masigim b'chol yom hasagi yaseira, and when you keep searching, you find more. Ki tamid hu b'eineyim shelo yatzu adayin chovasam b'avoda, because they constantly live in their own eyes as if they haven't even begun to fulfill their obligation. And then you become like a Moshe Rabbeinu who made it to the highest level, which is the realization that there's more to do. 50 minus 1. You reach the root from where your neshama was mechtsav, where your neshama was carved out of. So now, listen, friends. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, go to yourself. Right, we mentioned that Avram first looked at himself compared to the stars. Compared himself to the stars. Right? We said yesterday that Kochavim is Gematria 98. But then Hashem comes to Avram and now he's 99 and he says, you know what, you think you're Avram, I'm going to make you a totally new person. You're going to become Avraham. You're going to have a bris milah. We're going to be connected like never before. You're going to be above the stars. If the stars is Gematria 98, Kochavim is 98, you're 99 now. You're going to be 99. But really, all of this is part of a journey towards what? You want to get 100 on the test. Lech Lecha. Right, Lech Lecha is Gematria 100. You want to go all the way. Right, I want to be 100%. It's impossible to get 100%. Okay. But the point is, the more you go deeper into yourself, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, you'll be 99.99999%. There'll always be a Madrega that's beyond you. Hashem's always going to be beyond you. Go to yourself. You have not yet reached the inner root of your soul. You need to be humble like a tzaddik who says, you know what, I don't know and I want to know. I'm literally at the gate. I'm at the entrance of the gate. There's so much more for me to attain. Not to be lazy, but to work hard, diligence in one's avoda. To go to himself. To go deeper and deeper and deeper into your own neshama. To go deeper into yourself. Last paragraph. So let's go back to our medrash one more time. The David HaMelech told us, again, Shim'i Vas, listen more deeply. I told you, what did the Pasuk say? Listen, and then what? And then the Pasuk says, see. But then if you remember when we first read the Pasuk, it says, listen, see, and then V'hati Oznech, and then incline your ear. After I listened, and now I was Zochet to see, so what more is there to listen? Right? This is the whole meaning of Nasa V'Nishma. That even after Nasa, even after I know what to do, still Nishma. I hear it again. B'chol levavcha. Lamed back to base. From the end of the Torah back to the beginning. Let's do it. Let's do the whole thing again. Let's do it again and again and again. And then, v'yis'av ha-melech yofyech. Then the king will desire your beauty. V'yishtachavi lo. And I'll subjugate myself. I'll surrender myself. I'll bow before him. V'darash ha-medrash. What does the medrash say? V'yis'av ha-melech yofyech. The king will desire your beauty. Liyaposeich ba'olam. I'm not sure if he's saying that. Well, let's see. What's a lomar? Shetale b'madriga yoser gedola. They'll reach an even higher level. In other words, the beauty will become more present in the world, is sort of, I think, what he's saying. Va'al yedei ma. And how do you get, how do you extract more? How do you get more out there? Right, by being more in here. Again, a haughty person thinks, I'm good, I got it. I got the sugya down. I know what Shabbos is. I know what davening is. I know how to follow halacha. Yeah, I'm good. That's haughty, because it's infinite. A humble person says what? I love it so much that I'm going to keep searching for it. Because it's an Or Ein Sof. It's infinite. What's the gematria of Or Ein Sof? So we said in the past already, we said Or is 207. Gematria of Raz. Raz means a secret. There's always more secrets. The Or is 207. Ein Sof, which means endless, infinite, is also 207. So Or Ein Sof, Or 207, Ein Sof 207 is 414. What's 414? 414 is the first word of that paragraph of Shema, Vahavta. Vahavta is Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav, b'chol levav. The tzaddikim say, Vahavta is gematria Or Ein Sof. Because if you love it, then you just keep searching forever and ever and ever and ever. You never say, I'm good, I'm spiritually, I've arrived. There's no such thing in Yiddishkeit. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. I humble myself, Yishtachavi, lo, I bow to Hashem, and then what do? And then I become more beautiful. More revealed. The king loves me more and I love him more. V'ahavta, there's this loving relationship. V'yis'av ha-melech yafyeich. V'yaposeich ba'olam. Your beauty becomes revealed to the world. And then, therefore, says the pasuk, V'yelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. And Avram went, V'yelech, he was always steiging, always going. Ratzalomer shechein asa, v'alos b'maylos yoser v'yoser kasher haro Hashem yisbach. Like Hashem told him, he went. V'zem merumas b'zohar kadosh, and this is what's hinted to in the Zohar, on the pasuk v'yelech Avram, d'ha yitzia b'kadmaisa avdu, ratzalomar, shekvar yatza lachkor v'lidrosh mitzia selikus. The Medrash says, v'yelech Avram means that he went already. Yitzia b'kadmaisa avru. He already went in the past. Previously he went. But the whole point is, no. If you're an Avram Avinu, even if I went in the past, that's not, I'm going to go again. Of course I went. It actually fits so beautifully with what we learned yesterday. Avram tried to go to Canaan, got stuck a little bit, and then he went again. Because the Avod of Avram, the Mid of Chesed, the loving Hashem is just expanding. I'm going to keep going and keep going. I want to do something new in Avodas Hashem. Right? Even though he was previously investigated and searched the Mitzias of Hashem, Rak'ata Holoch Haloch V'Gadol. He kept going and going and going. Madrega acher madrega. So, chaver, we learned today two Torahs. One is Sur Meira and one is Asei Tov, and it's the same Yesod. Step by step. We learned in the first Torah how one, step by step, detaches oneself from negative influences as a means of getting closer to Hashem, to being able to go from hearing Hashem to seeing Hashem. And in the second piece, Lech Lecha, in a positive way, after I've detached from all of outside of myself, then I'm able to go into myself deeper and deeper and deeper. Right, like Avram Avinu, who continued to search. And even after he found Hashem, that was literally just the beginning of his search. And that explains to us why next week's parasha begins with Avraham, after the Bris Milah, with his new name, V'haye Tamim. Now he's this big tzaddik. He's attained a certain degree of perfection, and yet he's still where? Yoshev Pesachawa. He's sitting at the entrance of the gate. You know what I just realized? What is the Rashi Tevos of Yoshev Pesachawa? Yafeh. That's this pasuk. That's this pasuk. V'yisav ha-melech yafyeich. You'll become yafeh. The beauty of Hashem will be revealed. Right? If you listen, and then you see, and you say, oh, now I see it, I got it. If you listen again, hati oznech, then the king will desire your beauty. So Avram is yoshe pesach ha'ala. If you see yourself as a beginner, you'll say there's more beauty to reveal to the world. It's Shneir Zvart about the rainbow from last week. Right? You gotta pump that ore through the mayim, and it reveals beautiful colors. Okay. Nate, what do you got?
I read a piece last night that relates to detaching yourself from your surroundings. When Hashem told Abraham to leave his land, his birthplace, and his father's house.
Okay.
It's obvious when you're relocating, you're leaving all those places, so why does the Torah have to mention it?
Right.
So I think it was a Lubavitch Rebbe that said that each thing actually has a deeper meaning. So your land represents nature. So Hashem telling him to leave his land was really commanding him to leave his natural habit, his natural habitat where he gained a lot of his habits.
Okay.
Your birthplace represents your upbringing, where you gain those habits from your influence, from your surroundings.
Okay.
So to leave those influences, and your father's house represents your education, where you were where you gain most of your education from your household, and it shows how Emunah and Hashem supersedes like one's intellect.
One's knowledge.
You know what I mean?
So, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Beautiful. Gewaldig.